We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If I were a talk show host, I'd ask the question, Hungarian, how do you even speak it? To me, that's the most confusing language in the world. And I don't mean any disrespect. I know quite a few of the local Hungarians. And I still, no matter how many times I hear you speak, I cannot make heads or tails out of, well, every word but three. And one of them's a swear word. Okay, back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Eric in Allegheny County. Eric, you're a talk show host. What's your topic?
Thank you, my sir. Well, I had a comment, two comments on World War One.
Oh, I can't follow. Go ahead.
Okay, and one comment on the bothersome word. Let me do the bothersome word first.
Okay.
It's when a talk show host or a politician perpetually, I don't mean just once in a while, but consistently uses the word right with a question mark. Example, Cuomo. Whereas we look at the numbers at the nursing homes, right, and we see as the data increases, right, and we have to look, be, as the numbers go down, right, okay, that's a brainwashing technique that I'm told by insiders is taught to high-level politicians and media people to convince people, kind of not even subliminally, that they're right.
I think you're quite wrong, right? I think that's very, very interesting. Does it bother you when talk show hosts imitate Dr. Evil and say, right?
Oh, boy. Well, another topic. But let me get to my stuff on World War One, because I think you might be able to get a topic for an entire show out of what I'm about to talk about. So did you know, you probably already know, that the Kaiser of Prussia, Germany, Kaiser Wilhelm II, was the grandson of Queen Victoria of England?
Yes, I did. And he blamed his indisposed arm on his damned English blood.
Yeah, bunch of baloney. His mother, his grandmother, the Queen Victoria, hooked up her daughter, the Empress Victoria, with Prince Friedrich of Prussia, successfully intermarrying the two families that would go on to, in World War One, to supposedly fight each other.
Right, they were all first cousins.
Right.
Britain, Russia, Germany, first cousins.
And for two specific reasons, because to people like us, we can't understand why psychopaths would do this. But here's the deal. They can shift the power from Europe to England and America. And they can also simultaneously, and this is put forth in a documentary, which I'll give you the name of in a second, that they need to get rid of as many of their own patriotic men who would do what happened here in America, which is fight the crown and take over and have the people be free. And I know that's disputable now, but that was the intention of this country. And they saw that happen. And it's a very effective way for leaders of countries that are intermarried, related to each other, to get rid of all the people that would challenge their authority. And they did it successfully. I've watched documentary footage of entire villages of Welsh, Scottish, and English men running off to Verdun in France to die fighting their relatives, that's all they are, because the leaders are all related. Now,
that's a bit of a conspiracy theory. Well, I mean, it's a theory. It's a theory. I don't know how you prove that. Because it was also a very jingoistic and militaristic time where countries were trying to colonize the rest of the world, and these cousins were, basically trying to grab territory in Africa and wherever to basically say, aha, mine's bigger than yours.
Well, I think ultimately they're working together because their agenda and their bloodlines are all unified already. So I think what we see is a dance being done. It's a kabuki theater.
Yeah, but family don't mean friends.
There should be none. let me give you.
I'm digging the conversation, bro. I don't agree with you, but I think it's a fascinating theory. But in your own family, let me ask you a question.
I think it'd be a great exercise. Now, Gabriel Precepts, the assassin who initiated World War One with his action, the assassination, was a well-known, and this is hard to find on the internet, but if you have to go to old books, he was a well-known member of a very powerful organization, a Masonic organization called the Hidden Hand.
Yeah.
And if you type in your search engine, images of Hidden Hand, you'll see the deep state. It goes back hundreds of years. Napoleon Bonaparte doing the Hidden Hand, Joseph Stalin, Barack Obama, Justice Harlan of the Supreme Court, Albert Einstein, General Sheridan of the Union Army, General Beauregard of the Southern Army, all taking their right hand and stuffing it in their shirt like they're scratching themselves all the way up past their wrist. And it's a sign to other leaders, so they don't even have to send an email or a smoke signal, that they are a member of a certain group that colludes with each other for global dominance.
All right, that's you kind of lost me. I appreciate the call. I've always thought it was the Black Hand, which is a very common iconographic or linguistic feature of secret societies, La Mano Nero, the Black Hand, but the Hidden Hand, I don't know. Trilateral Commission, Deep State, I don't know. As far as the conspiracy theory stuff with the Hidden Hand, I don't know, one way or the other. I don't know how you go about proving that exactly. Sometimes the simplest explanation is the best explanation without going into hidden hands here, hidden hands there. And sometimes, you know, people posed for portraits in different ways. I don't know that I buy that. But on the other hand, what I will say about history is it is my belief that everything we think we know about history is basically a rough approximation, number one. And number two, it's always written by the victors. You think our history books would be a little bit different if the First Nations had machine guns? Would our history books be a little bit different? This is like Man in the High Castle stuff. If the Germans had the A-bomb first? Of course, the victors write the history. And no, that is not to be confused with, he's denying the Holocaust. No, it's impossible to deny that. People always want to go there for some reason. But history is written by the people who win. And there's another way to say that, even domestically. A very famous English poet, whose name I've forgotten, once said, treason doth never prosper. What is the reason? For if it prosper, none dare call it treason. It is 425 at News Radio 930 WBEN. See, I think you want to talk conspiracy theories. Isn't it a little strange that you can't find, at least when last time I looked, you cannot find Oliver Stone's JFK on Amazon. Like, you can't buy it on Amazon and play the video of it. The last time I checked, maybe it's changed, and I've never seen it on Netflix. Why is that? What are they scared of with that movie? Could it maybe be a little bit close to the truth? Now, again, maybe it's changed. I don't obsess over it, but just saying. Okay, it is 426 at News Radio 930 WBEN. If you're just joining us, we're having a fun time today. I'm having a wonderful time. I think you guys are having a wonderful time. That's obvious. Basically, here's how it goes. I started off by reading a bunch of emails from 13 years ago. You guys sent me what you would do as a topic if you were a talk show host. And I'm asking you today what you would do as a topic if you were a talk show host. And if somebody brings up something upon which you want to comment, knock yourself out. We had a guy just calling in about our very first caller who said, yes, Tom, I would do a show on who bears the moral culpability for World War One. So we had one guy call in who took the bait. He's got a different interpretation, but I don't know that his is right or wrong. Like I said, the more I know about history, the more I know I don't know about history. Same thing with life. The more you think you know, the more you know you don't know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All righty then. It's Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Anyway, how you doing? So I started off the show, 2 o'clock. I literally took 40 minutes of your time, and thank you for listening, to read a whole bunch of emails that I've been lugging back and forth in my little black bag that you sent me back in 2008 when I asked, you were a talk show host, what would you do as a topic? And I read so many different things. Some of them are still, they're evergreen topics. They would be good today. Some of them are antiques. Some of them are dinosaurs, anachronisms. They could never fly today if I did them. So what I'm doing here is I'm asking you guys, you're a talk show host. You've got your passion. You've got a topic. What is the topic that you would start your talk show career by doing? Maybe somebody will say, hey, is it legally ethical for a state attorney general who issues a cease and desist order against an employer to show up the next day on a picket line with striking workers of the employer? Is that legally ethical? I don't think it is. I don't think it is. Look, no matter whose side you are on in the strike, the nurses or the administrators, you've got the person who is the state's chief law enforcement officer one day issuing a cease and desist order against management practices, the next day joining picketers on the picket line. I thought lawyers were supposed to have ethics. If that isn't a conflict of interest, what is? I support you on the picket line. I have just sent a cease and desist order to the people you are picketing. Forget about who's right and who's wrong in a strike. That's not the issue. The issue to me is legal ethics. And I think Tisha James has crossed a line. Impropriety or the appearance of impropriety. And this, I'm sorry, this has the appearance of impropriety. And I'll give you a little hint. I know I'm a little unusual in this regard as a talk show host on this radio station, but I have long been pro-union, and I'm a member of a union. And I still, so again, it is a, to me, a very, very clear conflict of interest. But what do I know? Okay, Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. See, it all started with Promo the Robot on Channel 7, and it's just gone downhill ever since. Mm-hmm. All right. Who's been in line the longest? One line is open, by the way, for the first time all afternoon. Here's Tom in Cheektowaga. Tomas, you're on WBEN.
Hello, Tomas, yourself.
Yes, sir.
Your topic today is if I or whoever you're talking to is a talk show host, what would your topic be? Now, that's your topic today, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm a little 13 years ago. I'm going back what you said. Now, are you talking about what my topic be today, right this day, or 13 years ago?
No, what it would be today, right now. Because one of the things I've said is I'm trying to figure out if my audience was more cool in 2008 or more cool today.
Okay, if Pasquale said it, to narrow it down, I would say music and arts, but it's basically music because of what one of your callers said there. The Rolling Stones song, remember the song from your era, Tom, Brother Louie by Faces?
Oh, that was a very controversial song, yeah.
Yeah, she was black as a night, Louie was whiter than white. They even stole the line from the Rolling Stones, there's a danger when you taste brown sugar. Okay.
I mean, look, I mean, let's put it this way. Rock and roll music is built on sex and drug metaphors. In cancel culture, how far are you going to go? If the Rolling Stones aren't going to do brown sugar, how can they possibly do Gimme Shelter, rape, murder? It's just a shot away. Hello.
I agree, but then like another caller said there, and just going over the calls, he said about it, almost every rap song today is about murder or rape or whatever's going on. Almost everyone, not all of them. I have listened to a few.
Okay, so let me get to your topic would be what then?
Probably music if I had to pick one today. But another caller said about Christian, and you said he'd be fried on the radio. Well, to me, there's Christian radio stations. Isn't there one? Numerically, 900 something right near your station.
It would have to be on a Christian radio station. But even within Christianity, I've had people call. Okay, strong Catholics have called in, and I've had born agains call in to assail the Catholics. Then I have the Catholics calling in to assail the born agains. And my theory on it is, why kick a fresh turd on a hot day?
I get you on that one. Yes, definitely. But like I say, if I had to pick one thing to start with, it would probably be music, you know, because, everybody plays music, but to talk about it is a whole different thing. But like I said, like you said yourself, there's, you know, rock and roll is rock and roll. What it is, it's just lyrics. As John Lennon said, it's just what I felt today. I might have had a good, starts with S, four-letter word today. And if it's a love song, I'm thinking about my wife, Yoko, but other than that, it's just rock and roll. It's just writing lyrics.
All right, thank you very much. Look, I mean, to me, music is it's more emotional than it is intellectual, if that makes sense. But at the same time, the greatest songs, the greatest albums are able to combine the emotional with the intellectual. Let us take one example, shall we? I don't know. I'm just on a tear here. Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb. Beautiful lyrics. Meaningful lyrics. Money, kind of a jaunty song. It's almost like Money by Pink Floyd is almost like Monty Python, if you think about it. All right? It's almost like a parody song. I could imagine Michael Palin doing that song. I could. Think about, if I knew the key to what made a song great, I wouldn't be sitting here. But I know it when I hear it. And for that matter, even Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. It's a masterpiece in its own way. And I'm going to get back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Dolores in Hamburg. Dolores, so you're a talk show host. Congratulations. What's topic one?
I thank you very much. One of the things I'd like to say, you were talking about history, but between Russia and Alaska. My mother did some research, and this is just an aside, and what she determined after much research was the longitude between Russia and the United States is not correct. When the Tsar of Russia gave that area to us,
well, sold it.
Gave it predicated on the Rum lines, R-H-U-M lines. And somebody who is in history can look that up because my mom did it, I did not. If I had my talk show host, that was just an aside for somebody to intellectually dive into it. Now what I would suggest...
Well, let me just interrupt here for one moment. When Russia sold Alaska to the United States, the guy who bought it for the United States was our Secretary of State, one-time senator from the state of New York, and the guy who thought he should have been the Republican nominee in 1860, William Seward. And at the time he bought it from the then Tsar of Russia, it was known as Seward's Folly. And then, of course, gold was found, and Seward didn't look so stupid. Now, your contention is that the geographic plots outlined in the Treaty of Sale are inaccurate?
That they were predicated on Rum lines as opposed to longitude, which means that the distance and longitude, and my mother began the research because there was a man who owned one of the islands there from his father as a gift. And the Russians kept going over and telling him to get off, and my mother said, who do they think they are, these Russians, telling this man he got that from his father? That's his island. And
yeah, I don't know the difference between Rum lines and longitude. I guess cartography is just not my thing.
It's not mine either. I didn't do it. My mother did.
Yeah, but the interesting thing about the Aleutian Islands is there's many interesting things, but prior to the Battle of Midway, the Japanese launched an assault on the Aleutian Islands to try to draw our Pacific Fleet away from Midway.
Oh.
Little known fact of history.
So,
we did not take the bait because we'd cracked enough of the Japanese naval code to know what their plans were.
Because I'm the talk show host.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll shut up. You're right.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I'd love listening to you, and that is the other thing I would do. I would love to have you be on, throw 20 minutes extra every week on your knowledge of the Civil War and also on Shakespeare. Right around the 6 o'clock hour to 7, David Bellavia, and then you have other people. There's a man that calls in from Eden that's a historian. We need that for people to hear that from the 6 to 7 o'clock hour, and that's what I would be doing. You're brilliant in what you do. And you talking about the stuff you're talking about is beneath you. I'm sorry.
Wow. There's nothing that's beneath me, my dear. I appreciate your kind thoughts, but believe me, I'm not as smart as you think I am.
How did you get into Menzies?
You mean Mensa? Because getting into Menzies, that's something I'm not really into, but getting into Mensa is something else.
I'm sorry.
I thank you very much for the call. That might have been the blooper of the show right there. All righty then. Let's move on. No, I'm not that smart, frankly. And I never said on the air that I was a member of Mensa, okay? Why would I want to be a part of a club that would have me as a member, if I might steal a line from Groucho Marx? I know what I know, and there's a lot that I don't know. And yeah, it's true. There are some historical things about which I have a lot of presumed knowledge. But folks, one of the things that I've said during the show today is history is an approximation. I've come to the conclusion most of what I thought I knew is probably not quite what happened. Every single day, my Google News feed says, new DNA discovery refutes old theory. Like, really? What does one believe anymore? All right, it is 4:49 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm a very good mystery solver. I will pat myself on the back on that one. Funniest line all day. How did you ever get into Menzies? No. All right, let's quickly move on, shall we all? I'd feel a lot better about that. I love this topic. Here's Julie in Elba on WBEN. Julie, you are a talk show host, and your topic is?
I would love to have people call in and tell stories about times that their children completely embarrassed them.
Oh, I love that. There has to be a reason you're bringing that up.
Well, I'm a mom of four, so I have many stories, and I'm sure a lot of other people do too. One of my children is on the spectrum, and she's high functioning, and she would say stuff out in public, completely innocent, not realizing what she was saying, or ask questions about something she would hear, and many times the embarrassment was very strong.
So have you taught that young lady about a filter?
It's still an ongoing process, but she's gotten way better.
Do you think you could teach me a filter?
I don't know.
Probably not. Wow. Okay, things kids have done that have embarrassed you. Now, at least your child, there is there's a defense for your child. Okay, as you said, on the spectrum. Now, there are some kids who do embarrassing things who aren't on any spectrum. They just do embarrassing things like, oh, get arrested.
Yep, absolutely. Because like I said, I have four kids. So they've all had their turns, but the one just happens to do it more often.
Well, you know, what I enjoy, frankly, as a parent is finding out now things that were kept from me over the years because I would have blown a gasket. Like, wait a minute, that happened? Are you kidding me? I'm a parental mushroom. What can I say? Yeah, they keep me in the dark and feed me you know what. All right, I thank you. That's a great topic. Maybe somebody's got a call on that. The things your kids have done that have embarrassed you. Great call. Love the topic. You're a sweetheart. Anything else?
Just wanted to say that I'm so glad to be able to talk to you today. Over the past couple of years, I've always listened to your show, but I'm usually at work at this time. I happen to have tonight off, and it was perfect timing to call in. So I'm just glad to talk to you.
Well, it has been my singular delight, and let this not be the one and only time we have conversation.
Fantastic.
All right. Thank you very much. Suddenly, I revert to Victorian gentleman language. The heck's that? Anyway, welcome to the show, guys. If you're just joining us, Alan Harris has been doing a bang-up job on traffic with that situation by Walden, which was a Mongolian cluster dance. Hopefully it is easing up now and things are... See, you get a blocked artery, you know, think of it as your body. Basically, you get backed up. And traffic gets like your body gets when it ain't working right. So anyway, hi. Started off the show at 2 o'clock. By reading a bunch of emails from 13 years ago, 2008, that you guys sent me, what you would do as a topic if you were a talk show host. So after reading that list, I'm asking you the question today in 2021, what you would do as a topic if you were a talk show host. And the difference between then and now is astonishing. And I'm keeping notes on this, like kind of shorthand notes. And maybe in 13 years, I'll redo the topic again. Yeah, because I'll be here. All right. Anyway, it is Bowerly for Loctite.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.